Everyone likes my son because he likes himself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Arley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thoughts for today. Everyone likes my son because he likes himself. Everyone loves my son because he likes himself. It's something that we train ourselves to do. Some people, it comes naturally to like themselves, to love themselves. And some people, they're just born with a smile on their face and they live all their days with a smile in their heart and in their soul and in their being. And with that smile there, with that liking themselves, everyone likes them. Because they create this, they bring this about in their life by their own attitude about who and what they are. If you are a happy person, you will surround yourself with happy people, because happy people go to happy people. They just gravitate to happy people, because that's what happy people want to have, other happy people in their life. Each one of us has the opportunity to determine every moment of our life whether we're going to be happy or whether we are going to wish we were happy. Now, it's not a matter that everyone is always happy because every circumstance makes them happy, because we know better than that. We know every circumstance does not necessarily make us happy. But we can be happy under every circumstance regardless. It's not a matter of being stupid. It's not a matter of saying, I don't recognize the problem. I don't recognize the circumstances that are unhappy. It just means that if I want to dwell on sadness, I will have sadness in my life. Sadness takes place here and there, throughout the world, throughout my world, throughout my experience, and that sadness can be mine if I want to claim it. Yeah. Just as easily and just as definitely, happiness is there. Happiness is all around us, and if I want to claim it, it can be mine. It awaits upon my choice. All things in life await upon our choice. What is my choice going to be for myself? Is my choice going to be that I want to be like my son, who likes himself, who loves himself, and everyone else likes him? Everyone else feels a high regard for him by talking to him or by being in his presence? They just feel that here is someone who is very special. Here is someone who has a sensitivity within himself, who has an awareness within himself of something good and very, very good. It's all by his choice. All of his life he has had a smile on his face. All of his life he has been a joyful, happy, wonderful being. I've encouraged that in him, but this was natural for him. It was his choice. Now, there are many experiences in my son's life that were not necessarily happy by other people's point of view, but he allowed that experience and then went on. He didn't dwell in the unhappy experience. He dwelt in all the happy experiences of his life. We all have that privilege. We all have the privilege of dwelling upon the happy experiences or dwelling upon the sad ones. They're all there. It all depends on what we want as our reality in our life. What do we want to experience in our life? If you're a painter and you paint a bad painting, from your point of view, you don't dwell on that bad painting. You just put it aside, maybe throw it away, and you go on and paint a new painting. Many of my painting friends all tell me that, well, when I make a bad painting, I just use that same painting and I paint a new painting right on top of it. I paint a new painting that I want to have right on top of it. Well, this is all well and good, but this does not build a really powerful, happy relationship that we want in ourselves. If we paint a bad painting, we dispose of that bad painting. We no longer have it around us. We no longer even paint over it. We no longer use it as a foundation for a new painting. because always in our mind, in our heart, will be the old painting that is under there that we did not find satisfactory to us. If we allow ourselves to do this, then we are in trouble. It always reminds me of the story of my mother, who was helping my brother run one of his motels in Laguna Beach. And as she was helping him, she had never been in a motel operation before, but it was just a common sense thing. And one of the guests had been there a long time, and he was a little short on cash one month. And so he said to my mother, he said, "Can I give you a painting in lieu of my rent?" And she says, "Well, let's see your painting." And so he brought in this painting of this beautiful nude girl, just glorious. She was sitting on a rock overlooking the ocean, you know, a lovely scene in Laguna Beach, and the ocean was beautiful, the sky was beautiful, and the girl was quite nicely done. And Mother said, "Well, that's not the type of painting that I'd like to have in my home. That's not the type of painting I'd like to have in my living room. And so, if you'd like to try something else, fine, but that is not for me." And so, without a second thought, he didn't care. He did his work, and then he went on and did other work. He took the canvas with his beautiful girl looking in the ocean and painted a new picture on it. He painted a series of dolphins that were splashing out of the water and diving up into the air and spinning around. Quite a lovely picture. And he gave it to her. Well, my mother said, "I always remember that underneath that painting is this naked girl, is this nude girl, this beautiful, beautiful girl, but it is just, whenever I see the dolphins there and I see that, I always think underneath there is that girl." Well, now, you see, this is how we are sometimes. We have what we think we can paint over something that we have done that is not beneficial to us, not satisfactory to us. Not that it's wrong or right. It's just that it's not suitable to us. And if we paint over it, that image that we had done before is always going to be there. It may not be seen, it may not be felt by some people, but we will know it. And when we know it, that's the most important thing in the world. When we know it, it touches us. So, Mother and the painting, and remembering that it would have been better if the artist had not said a word about it, but taken his palette back to his room and painted a new picture on it, or even given her a different picture. But for him to say he had painted it right over the top of the other one made a memory for her which was not satisfactory. And though she still has that dolphin picture, it always has the memory of what's underneath. We throw away what's underneath. We discard it. We no longer hold on to it. If we hold on to all of these things that happen in our life, they do happen. Things that are what we call tragedies, or things that were making us unhappy in one way or another, they're all inside of us. They're like the painting on the palette, and it's there, and it's covered over with the new stuff. But if we purposefully allow ourselves to have those things in our background, if we bring them forth, if we bring that forth, if we mention it, as Mother probably had mentioned to her friends about what's underneath that painting, then we might as well have the painting. We might as well have the unhappiness in our life. We might as well have the thing that made us feel sorry at one time. Because if we do not completely release it, and nevermore, nevermore bring it up, nevermore bring it to the front, then we have wonder and magic. And that's how Mark is, my son. He nevermore brings to the fore all those experiences that he had in his life, which were, some people call them growing experiences, but he is who he is based upon who he is, not who he did not choose to be, not who had burdens that made his life a little difficult from time to time, but he is the joyous, wonderful, fabulous being who has chosen to build his life on all of the favorable, delightful, uplifting adventures that could come his way. And this is what I choose to do for me. Oh, everyone loves my son because he likes himself. He has a clean canvas that he paints on every single day. There's no yesterday, there's no tomorrow, there's only the now. And in that now, he lives so beautifully and so powerfully that he is a joy to himself and to everyone else. This is what I choose to do for myself. Join me? It's a wonderful thing. No past, no future, only the now. I love you. I love you. I love you.